Om Shanti. Today's Murli, Sakar Murli, date 16 August 2017. Bab Dada has rewarded two titles in this Murli. Essence, sweet children, you are spiritual surgeons and professors. You have to open hospital communal city and benefit many. Question, the establishes a religion, but other founders of religions also came in established religions. What is the difference between the two? What is the difference between two established religions? Baba and other. Answer, the father simply establishes a religion and goes back. Whereas all the other founders of religion go back after creating reward for themselves. The father doesn't create reward for himself. If the father were to create a reward for himself, he would also need someone to inspire him to make effort. The father says, I do not want to rule a kingdom. I create a first-class reward for you children. Song, O traveler of the night, do not become weary. The destination of the dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. It is as though you children compose this song, no one else can know the meaning of the song. Meaning of the song, you children know that extreme darkness is now coming to an end. It become dark gradually, now at this time. You would say that it is a extreme darkness. You have now become travelers to go into the light, that is, to go to the land of peace, your parents' home. That is the parents' home which is pure, whereas this is the parent home which is impure. You call the beloved who is sitting in Prajapita Brahma, the father. He purifies you and takes you back to his home. That one is the father and this one is also the father. That one is incorporeal and this one is corporeal. No one apart from the unlimited father can say, children. Only the father says this because he has to take you children back home with him. He purified you and gave you knowledge. You children, understand the definitely do have to become pure. You have to remember the father and the whole world cycle. You become ever wealthy through this knowledge. Some say, tell me whether there is any service for me to do. The service is to give 3 feet of land and open a spiritual college cum hospital on it. Then there won't be any burden on that person. There is no question of asking for anything. You are advised that if you have money, open spiritual hospital. There are many who don't have any money. They too can open hospital cum university. As you progress further, you will see that many hospitals will be open. Your name is written as spiritual surgeons. Spiritual surgeons and professors. There is no expense in opening a spiritual hospital and university. Males and females can both become spiritual surgeons and professors. Earlier, females didn't become those. All the business activities were in the hands of men. Nowadays, women have also emerged to do that. Therefore, you too do this spiritual service. When you are attracted by this knowledge, it is easy to explain to anyone. Put up board outside your home. Some hospitals are big and others are small. If patients needs to go to big hospitals means like centers, and small means Gita Pathshala. You should tell him, come and I will take you to big hospital. There are senior surgeons there. Senior surgeons give advice to junior surgeons. They take their fees and then advise the patient who is in certain condition that he should therefore be taken to bigger hospital. They give such advice, therefore open such center and put up boards so that people become amazed. This is something that has to be commonly understood. The golden age definitely comes after the iron age. God, the Father, is the one who establishes the new world. When you find such a father, why not claim your inheritance from him? Give happiness to this Bharat through your thoughts, words and deeds. Your thoughts, words and deeds have to be spiritual. Thoughts means good wishes. Thoughts means remembrance, and the words you relate are only the two words. Which two words? Man Mana Bhava and Madhyaji Bhava. What is meant by Madhyaji Bhava? Varsa. Property. Remember the kingdom. Remember the father and inheritance. These are two expressions. How you claim your inheritance and how you then lost it is the it is a secret in the cycle. Old mothers should also have this interest. You mothers should say, also teach us this. Even the old ones can explain that which none of the scholars or pandits and explain. This is how you will glorify the name. The pictures are also very easy to explain. If some don't have it in their fortune, they won't make effort. Don't just think that you now belong to Baba. Soul belong to the Father anyway. The Father of all souls is the Supreme Soul. This is a matter of second. But you do have to explain how you receive your inheritance from him and when he comes. He will come at the confluence age. He explains that you took these many births in the golden age and these many births in silver age. You have completed the cycle of 84 births. Heaven is now to be established again. There are no other religions in the golden age. This is something so easy. There will be lot of happiness by explaining to others. You will become healthy because you receive their blessing. This is very easy for the old mothers. They have experience of the world. If they explain this anyone, they would show wonders. Simply remember the father and claim your inheritance from him. As soon as you take birth, you begin to say Mama and Baba through your mouth. You have large organs. You can understand this and explain to others. You old mothers should have a lot of interest in glorify Baba's name, and so you should become very sweet. All attachment should be removed. Everyone has to die. there are only a few more days to lie into life, and so why should you not connect your intellect in yoga to one? Whatever time you have, stay in remembrance of the Father and end your attachments. To everyone else, when some reach the age of 60, they go into retirement, just like Brother Ashok. They can explain very well. Imbibe this knowledge and then also benefit others. If daughters from very good homes make such efforts and go and explain in every home, the name would be glorified so much. You should make effort to study and maintain this interest. This knowledge is so sweet, beautiful. This knowledge is so source of income, glorified. This knowledge is so wonderful. Tell them, look, the Iron Age is now coming to an end. Iron Age now end. Death for everyone is just ahead. The Father comes at the end of Iron Age and gives you the inheritance of heaven. Krishna would not be called the Father. He is small child. How did he receive the kingdom of the Golden Age? He must definitely have performed such action in his past birth. You can explain that he is one. Brahma truly did create, he is rewarded by making effort. He made effort in the Iron Age and received his reward in the Golden Age. There is no one who could inspire other to make efforts. They receive so much reward in the Golden Age and Silver Ages. You definitely have found the highest on high Father who makes you into the master of the Golden and Silver Ages. No one else can make you this. You have definitely found the Father. You will not find Lakshmi and Narayan themselves. It isn't that you found Brahma or Shankar either. No, you have found God. He is incorporeal. No one apart from God can inspire you to make such effort. God speaks, I create a first class reward for you. The original eternal deity religion is being established. Established has to take place here. It is the Father who inspires you to make effort. All the others who establish religions continue to come down, and after another, those who establish religions create a reward for themselves and leave. The Father don't have created a reward for himself. If he created a reward, he would also need someone to inspire him to make effort. Shu Baba says, who would inspire me to make effort? My part is such that I do not rule a kingdom. This drama is predestined. The Father sits here and explains. I explain to you essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. All of that is the path of devotion. The path of devotion is now coming to an end. That is the stage of descent. It is now your stage of ascent. Very nice. Very nice. You are a good listener. It is said, due to the stage of ascent, there is a benefit for everyone. Everyone receives liberating and liberation in life. Then after coming down from 16 celestial degrees, you have to come to the stage of degrees. There is the eclipse. As an eclipse affect everyone gradually. This is a matter of the unlimited. You are now becoming complete. Then in the silver age, the degree are reduced by 2. Which 2? You become a little impure. Little impure. This is why you should make effort for the kingdom of the golden age. Why should you settle for anything less? However, not everyone can pass the examination and become 16 celestial degrees full. You children have to make effort and inspire others. Very good service can take place through this picture. This is written very clearly. Tell them, since the Father creates the creation of heaven, why are we still in hell? This old world is hell, where there is no nothing but sorrow. There surely the new world of the golden age should come. The intellect of you children have faith. There is nothing of blind faith here. There is nothing of blind faith in any of the colleges. The aim and object is just ahead. People study at those colleges in this birth and they receive the reward of that in this birth. Here you will receive the reward to this study in your new birth after destruction. How could deities come into the Iron Age? It is very easy for you children to explain. Very good pictures have been created. The picture of the tree is also very good. Christians also believe in a tree. They happily celebrate in the kingdom Christianity. Everyone has his or her own part. You also know that devotion has to take place half the cycle. There is everything such as sacrificial fire, tapasya, pilgrimage, etc. in that. The Father says, I can't be found knowledge, and the Father says, I can't be found through them. When your devotion come to an end, it is then that God comes. For half the cycle there is knowledge, and for half the cycle there is devotion. Pictures without any writing, and you can then explain that you have to pay attention to the pictures. They your property. No, you would understand that you are just tenant. This Brahma is sitting here, that one in this one all the time. This one is called the chariot of Hussein. For instance, the chariot soul entered the soul. The person didn't have the incarnation in him in his childhood. The Nanak soul also entered that body, be understood very well. Pure souls come and establish a religion. Krishna is the first prince of the golden age. Why have they taken him into the copper age? They show the golden age to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. You know that it is Radhe and Krishna who become Lakshmi Narayan. They then become the master of the world. How was their kingdom established? This is not in anyone's intellect. You know that the Father only incarnates once and purifies the impure. You also have to prove the birthday of Krishna. He didn't give knowledge. First of all, the birthday of the one who made him that should be celebrated. People observe a fast etc. and Shiva's birthday. They also pour milk over him. They stay awake throughout the night. Here it is the night anyway. For as long as you live, you have to observe that vow of purity. Only by observing this vow can you become the master of the pure kingdom. On Krishna's birthday, you should explain that Krishna was beautiful, that he has now become ugly, and that is why he is called Shyamasundar. This knowledge is so easy. Explain the meaning of Shyamasundar, how the cycle turns. You children have to become alert. Shiv Shakti made Bharat into heaven. No one knows this. The father is incognito, the knowledge is incognito, and the Shiv Shaktis are also incognito. Shiv Shakti. You can take the pictures and go to anyone home. Tell them you don't come to the center and we have therefore come to your house. Show you the way to the land of happiness. Then they would understand that you have good wishes for them. Here there is no question of just placing your ears. At the end, people will understand that they truly have wasted their lives. Whereas you people have really made something of your lives. Achha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada, the spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children. Spiritual children says Bab Dada, good morning and namaste. Achha. Essence for dharana. First point, become a conqueror of attachment. Connect your intellect in yoga to the one father. Become soul conscious and imbibe these teachings and also inspire others to do so. Second, give Bharat happiness through your thoughts, words and deeds. Relate two words of knowledge to others and benefit them. Have positive thoughts of others and should show everyone the why to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Show everyone the way to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Blessing. May you be master knowledgeful and fix your fortune of the first division with determined faith. Determined faith fix your fortune just as Father Brahma become fixed as the first number. Similarly, let there be the determined faith that you have to come in the first division. First division, every child has received this golden chance in the drama. Simply pay attention to this practice and you can claim a number ahead. This is why you have to become master knowledgeful as you continue to perform every action. Increase the experiences of his company and everything will become easy. Maya is paper tiger. In front of those who have the almighty authority father himself with them. Slogan, consider yourself to be a hero actor and continue to play your hero part in the unlimited play. Achha, Om Shanti.